Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Throwback Thursday. Nuke Power. We are here with Alex in the Slayer, as you will soon find out. Again, Throwback Thursday, going back a couple months to some old recordings, but fear not, this one was recorded on my laptop with my old microphone. Definitely not as good as this new microphone, and before I realized I could turn off the air vent in Big Red's house, which if you listen to Drake's Big Birthday Bash or the code Charlie Alpha Bravo Tango, that vent is rather annoying. But that won't happen in the future. Maybe in next week's Throwback Thursday episode. But after that point, hopefully not. That being said, this was a pretty interesting story. I interrupted quite a bit. I was extra talkative this episode. Maybe it was the Olive Garden, not a sponsor, that had me hyped up with that Italian, you know, my Guidoism, as I like to say. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoy this episode of Throwback Thursday. Find out, how the Slayer almost lost his life in the French Alps, and how Alex had quite the gruesome injury, as you could tell by the title. So thank y'all, and enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Couple of Nukes. As always, I'm your host, Mr. Whiskey, and today we have the great honor of actually having a couple of nukes on the show. Usually it's topsiders, army soldiers, marines, and civilians, but I have managed, using the holidays to my advantage, to squeeze out some reactor guys. Not squeezing anything out of them, though. But yeah, we're here with almost unofficial co-hosts, though the amount of episodes he's been on. The Slayer, known for slaying women, but being great with children. Looking for any MILFs out there, email us at coupleofnukes@gmail.com. And the future husband of Belle Delphine, possibly, if she converts to Catholicism, we have the Slayer.
Hey, good afternoon, or whatever time it is for everybody. I hope you're doing well. It's good to be back on.
Yeah, and for whatever time it is for you, just know that it's always 5 o'clock somewhere. Rest in peace, Jimmy Buffett. Distraught to lose you at the same time as Smash Mouth. Two legends, two very different legends, but definitely both creators and singers, or at least singers of songs that if I put you on a karaoke, other people would join along. But yeah, and here we have another sailor, and I don't actually know his name,
Alex.
But we're just going to call him Alex. And he's going to introduce himself like the beginning of Madagascar when they go, Alex the Lion. But actually, he's just Alex the Nuke.
Hello, guys. My name's Alex. Been in the Navy 4 years, and I'm just here to drink and bullshit. So about your average day in reactor. So.
whoa. You can only have one beer on the way to your job. You can't drink all the
one beer for the road.
Do you want to put that on the podcast?
Yeah, that's fine. Hey. In most states, I found out that you can have that you can have at least one beer before driving, because beers are typically low percentage. However, if you go back to our episode where I podcasted with the veteran, 2-time suicide survivor, he can tell you about the port call in Africa where the beers were 50 cents. They were about 4 times the size of an American beer and double the percentage, and he can tell you about that. Made out of special, like, African herbs and stuff. Great time.
Sounds awesome.
But, yeah. Alex, proud nuke, loves being a nuke. Here to talk about his time in reactor, A-school stories. He mentioned earlier, before we recorded, a broken leg. Now, I hope you weren't one of those guys who was riding a Segway around Nuke School, NNMPTC 1010 Circle, you know, whatever the address is, 101 Circle, and you fell down and got them secured for everyone. I hope you weren't that kind of guy.
So, no, I wasn't that kind of guy. I wasn't riding around the fucking little Segway scooters and like, time to go get my bitches. No. Right.
Yeah.
I broke my leg during we're going to call it a
FEP session.
Okay, hey, listen, I'm fat, but I'm not that fat. Fuck you.
It's okay.
I broke my leg during a mandatory fun event. The first words out of my mouth were, oh, my leg's not supposed to bend this way. After I went to go slide behind a piece of cover, foot just kind of went around backwards.
Pause. Paintball session?
Yeah.
Well, you're saying, yeah, like, it wasn't allowed. Mando fun. First off,
you have to go.
There's a lot of stories about that.
So,
and yeah, where you show up with a red Solo cup already drunk and your SOPO is like, you gotta be kidding me.
You just gotta do what you gotta do, right? While I was waiting for the ambulance, I asked one of my buddies, I'm a big smoker, I'm trying to quit. But at that point, I was just chiefing him down like no tomorrow. And at that point, I was like, well, I got about 15 minutes till the ambulance arrives. So I asked one of my buddies to go get my pack of smokes. At the time, I was smoking Marlboro Menthol Smooth Ices. Real like minty menthol cigarettes.
Not a sponsor.
Excuse me.
Nuke power.
Well.
So. Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm not editing that out because I want everyone to know. I just smelled the whole Olive Garden kitchen in my face. I smell garlic. I smell pasta. Wow. I took a whiff and the fan. Where I'm sitting, the fan blows right at, and I just smell garlic, I smell the cheese, I smell the waitress's fingertips, I smell everything. Wow. That was... Our audio is off the charts, bro. That was just... Wow. We had just had, like, what is it? They used to say... We used to call this on my ship a lot because people don't know how to do their job. Toxic gas, port style, starboard, avoid, tack 1-1, you know, whatever. I can't read tack numbers anymore. I couldn't read them when I was in. And because when I went to boot camp, they did not let us play that little simulation where you navigate a ship and you know, find tack numbers. So
that is really... It was a cool sim. I wish they still had that.
Yeah.
But you got to do it?
Yeah.
Bruh, I guess going to boot camp during COVID really kind of sucked ass.
Shout out. Now, I won't give too much information, but there is possibly on the Minecraft server in a dream a video game simulation of a submarine. And let's say possibly Big Red. Shout out Big Red, my roommate formerly, and sometime part appear on the show who doesn't, he's not a big fan of podcasting, but he put in much shit, talked to his chain of command to not do those simulations, which were qualifications because motion sickness and dizziness. Meanwhile, yes, pause, because
he is a gamer.
He's
also a taxpayer.
Everyone, calm down. It's okay. We live together. I'm going to expose him. He went home and played VR Minecraft and VR Super Red Hot and Beat Saber and all those games. And I'm like, funny, you're not dizzy now, are you? He goes, dude, it's different. Dude, it's different. Interest, Mr. Malingerer. Mr. October. Don't be Mr. October, man. You don't want to get drunk and start telling racial jokes and dropping all the playing cards at the party. Shout out to the anti-alcohol poster in Prototype. Me and the Sandman used to joke all the time, Mr. October. One of the best. I don't know if you guys saw that poster in the concrete windowless, you know, ladder wells
most, like,
of Prototype.
Like Soviet.
Yeah, Ms. January. Yeah. But anyway, you...
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you're describing your broken leg, and we were describing it as a skill issue.
Yes, it was 100% a skill issue.
Operator error.
The equivalent of what I thought at the time was, like, ketamine on the ambulance ride over. So I was in La-La Land. I'm waiting in the emergency room, just high on life. Everything's great, minus, you know, my foot being backwards.
Oh, wow. Full 360?
It was just from here to just... rotate
kind of 90 degree. Ooh, wow.
180 from facing front to facing back.
I'm still trying to figure this out. You went to do a Call of Duty World War II slide behind a piece of cover during paintball.
So it turns out, like, I used to play a little bit of baseball when I was younger. Turns out, though, when you're like 220 pounds, you got a lot of momentum, right? You got a lot of inertia, a lot of mass.
Dude, Newton warned you about this.
So you're running full tilt. I'm going to hide behind this piece of cover. And I go slide. My one foot goes into a small divot in the ground. Well,
nice.
Little, like, 3 pounds worth of ankle meat versus the rest of the 217 pounds of mass.
Your ankles are 3 pounds? Those are cankles. Those are cankles, bro. Bro, those are cankles.
Brother, I'm just...
You're like a middle-aged dad. You got the middle-aged dad calves, don't you?
I'm counting my foot
as
a whole.
You dad, bro.
Yeah, you're Ronald Trump.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it's just ladies or gentlemen that are now ladies. Submit emails at couplenukes@gmail.com. Just .com. If you are interested in being the mother of Alex's children, they hopefully do not inherit his ability to slide behind covers.
Yeah, no, lots of broken ankles. But,
or his hairline.
Or my, yeah, no, I got the 24 going on 44 is the current way I describe it.
Wow.
That's like 17 going on 18, right?
That's how, like, when you 16. Get a Tinder match and she goes, I'm 16 going on 24.
Yeah.
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 Well, they put me under to reset my bones because, you know, bones don't like to be broken and shattered. I just remember hearing something from the sweet, sweet nothingness of the aether because, you know, I'm like way
the under, shadow realm.
And I'm basically in the shadow realm, just having a lovely time. I hear someone whisper in the background.
Blue eyes, white
don't,
woman.
Don't tense up for this. Don't tense up for this.
Tense up for what? Well, apparently, they just got to rotate it back in one just sudden motion.
Twisted it back, huh?
Just twisted it back. And that brought me from unconscious to conscious in about 0.25 seconds. And the guy who was in charge of me heard me scream from the ER waiting room.
I hope this is one of those happy ending massages you're getting.
Right. I mean, if you count a happy ending being the guy who was in charge of me driving me to a fucking Wendy's to get...
Wendy's nuts are on your mouth?
Wendy's nuts were all across my face. Getting me a Wendy's sandwich, some fries, and then crutching my way up to my dorm room to lie in pain.
Spicy chicken?
I won't confirm or deny that.
All right, yeah.
And then it was funny. The second poor call I was ever at, the guy I was responsible for our Liberty Party.
Oh, battle buddy.
Yeah, my battle buddy.
Yeah.
Ended up breaking his leg in this same exact fashion and having to carry him to the place where the short patrol could pick him up.
You were paintballing against foreigners?
No, this was in it. This was
that's
in
an act of aggression. That's an act of aggression.
Listen, we do a little bit of trolling, all right? Just a little bit of
he
light
did the assault. Drunken car.
He go. Right? Yeah, I mean.
Oh, wait, we can't disclose.
Are you talking about that time? No, I understand what you mean by trolling other countries. Like that. Are you talking about like Hiroshima and Nagasaki or
light trolling?
Light trolling.
That's like mid tier trolling.
That's mid tier. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think light trolling we're talking about is like when you're on the ski slopes on the French Alps. And you wreck unintentionally, but then a young woman comes up to you, and at first you shoo the first one off, and you're like, no, I'm okay, you know. But I'm like, if this happens again, I gotta talk to her. So it happens again, and then you intentionally like talk to her, try to get her number in her email. She says, you ask her what she's in college for, and she says, you know how to get away with murder? And I'm like, oh, my type of gal. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. But no, she's like, the TV show. And I'm like, oh, I guess. And I was like, what, are you going to murder me? But
now, hold on. This layer.
Yeah.
You should not have shooed away that first time. No, you have never told this story, believe it or not, among you. She was not part of the French Legion. But anyway.
Darn.
What I'm saying is, if I have seen Back to the Future, like, once, I think, and you know, the whole reason the timeline gets messed up is because of the whole nursing syndrome, hero syndrome, right? And that theory is that if a woman finds an injured man and nurses him back to health, they fall in love. So you, as soon as you were injured, you should have been like, I need someone to carry me to their home.
I'll do that next time.
Yeah, next time you're in the French Alps skiing.
And I want you to do
did it. You take a $300 taxi to the top of the Alps?
No, but I did do that around Italy, as I'm sure we talked about.
Yeah, we did talk about
I
that.
I want you the next time you're on watch and you get a paper cut just to ham up the whole nurse experience.
I can ask ma'am to help me.
Right. Yeah, any one of the ma'ams.
Oh, ma'am. Oh, my paper cut. Oh.
Ma'am, I'm SIQ, but I need to be escorted to my BEQ. And then she's like, this is a nice place you got. And let me just make sure you're safe. And do you need water or anything? Do you need milk?
Yes.
Got milk?
I'm thirsty, ma'am.
Ma'am, I am thirsty. And she goes, I'm sorry, but you don't have any in the fridge. I am expecting, though, so I suppose I could supply. Yeah. The underway milk. The underway milk. When the galley runs out, the Navy's got backup.
Yep. I was not prepared for that milk to be so shit. Whenever I first showed up to the ship,
it's very.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Officer Mommy Milk. I was like, wow, dude. I mean, that was the context you gave it in. So I was
I spoke wrong. I don't know what I was.
But like your last.
Believe me, lip.
You're not an officer. Say disregard. Sorry. I had to.
It was just. Warm and terrible. I was so excited, right? I just started my day and the breakfast comes around. I'm like, ooh, go get me some motherfucking Crave, right? little
all the chocolate food ones that everyone hoards in their rack.
Yes.
Yeah. You cannot find that. That is rare.
I got my hands on a bowl. And
man.
I went over to the milk machine. I went over to this gold, this beautiful stainless steel machine that gives you the nectar of life.
That's blasted by like ultraviolet light to stay good underway.
Yeah.
It's pasteurized.
I go and I get it. Guess what? It's fucking warm, bro. I don't want cottage cheese milk. Who the fuck wants fucking cottage cheese curled warm as fuck milk with their cereal?
If I was piping an Amish woman, I would take that warm, fresh milk. I'm not gonna lie. You know, she's got the wooden bucket out there with a churn, and she's got
like squeezing out, clumps, just
not from her boob. No, she's like making it herself with the farm animals because she's an Amish churning. Woman. Yeah, she's churning.
Let me help.
She's churning.
Let me help you.
Then I was turning. Now my piss is burning. Oh, you know how it goes.
Never mind.
Speaking of Amish women,
y'all continue. I'm gonna relieve the nozzle, man.
Alex. Yeah, thank you for the. We don't have enough nuke power jokes on my show, so I appreciate that Navy humor.
They might be German Baptists, but there are these people out that live near my grandparents' house, and they've got like a bunch of kids. And like you look outside, normal houses have like a swing, maybe
right,
like some seats if you're lucky,
right?
There's swings, like the bench swings, and then the normal swings. There's like four of them. There's four of each of them, so you can fit like at least 12 people. You can fit the whole tribe out there.
Well,
pretty cool.
When you end up alone and desperate, and you marry the woman from your hometown who wants 9 to 13 kids, all those benches will come in handy.
That'd be really nice.
That would be pretty nice.
Shout out to
a woman named after a four-legged house animal that licks itself with a sandpaper tongue and may have 9 lives.
Yep.
Soon to have 9 kids.
Man,
I got the Slayer reminiscing. He's blushing.
We gotta wait till she's out of the current phase, I think.
Right, she's going through her... Is she the one who was a cheerleader?
College phase, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to expose him, but the Slayer had a bit of a breakfast club, like pre-breakfast club, kind of girlfriend thing going on where he was dating a cheerleader, and outside of school she was like, I love the Slayer, but in school she's like, don't talk to me, I don't want people to know that we're like doing this thing.
She wasn't really like, we weren't really dating,
and they weren't dating,
come out and say that,
but they danced.
Yeah,
y'all danced the night away, right?
We danced 2 dances
back to back
letting go, and that was pretty
cool. Letting go, and he
it was a great night.
Yeah, I mean, I'm my heart's broken just thinking about
it. All
right, I wasn't even there.
I'll be there for the next one, you know? I'll just get better.
Next military ball, you gotta invite her.
Maybe somebody. Maybe not.
Maybe. Maybe
the 8 to 13 kids.
Maybe the 9 to 13 kid-wanting mother. You know, Alex, if you want kids, the Slayer has a former crush who wants 9 to 13 kids. Is that enough for you?
More.
More! More!
Gonna light off the Sugma pump for that.
Yeah, whoa. I don't know what you're saying.
How else am I going to man my militia army? All right, I need my own progeny to fill the ranks.
Pause, because you sound like Big Red right now. He wants to have enough kids to make his own football team.
Well, I'd rather have a militia than a football team, but yeah, that's fair.
True, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I want Big Red's kids to have firearms if they inherit his... yeah, I don't know.
No comment. It's been an interesting...
Good answer. We're going to just do the Family Feud. You know, good answer. Yeah, I like that. Now, anyway, back to Alex, because he's the special guest star today. Basically, dude can't paintball. Were you shot while your leg was down? Someone come up? Did they kick you while you were down?
No.
Thank goodness.
One of the teachers that was one of my classes while in school... came up beside me and said, oh shit, oh my lord. And then they called the game right there while I was just sitting there puffing away with cigarettes waiting for the ambulance.
Wait, so technically one side won because you took a hit for the team. Wait, why didn't you take a hit and keep going?
I don't have resilience.
You don't. This is why you're not a Navy SEAL, because you don't adapt, evolve, overcome, debrief, do, execute. You don't... Did you do a breathing exercise? Did you breathe a square? Why didn't you breathe a square?
I have no words for the amount of diggityness that just came out of your fucking mouth.
Did you breathe a square You know, if you had done PT regen a little more seriously in boot camp and stood on one leg, your legs would have been stronger, one leg at a time.
My leg muscles would have been so much stronger. Would have been able to
withstand. You wouldn't be looking. Yeah, you wouldn't be looking like Lu Bu in Record of Ragnarok. Now, what I'm gonna say is, Alex. Basically, what I'm hearing is you called out to your SOPO at the time. What they call it? Your staff advisor? Oh, no, SOPO.
Yeah.
And you said, SOPO, Alex, inadvertent bone motion due to operator error.
More or less. It was a very cool situation. So, like, the way that the barracks were set up where we went to school, you had a bunch of little dormitories, right? And I lived on the third floor of one of these dormitories.
Pause. I just got to shout out the suicide slide on top of the skipjack.
There's a slide?
No, there's not a slide, but that is where everyone...
You sounded so excited, no. Dog.
Why did you... Are you okay?
There's a slide on the 626.
Oh, really? On the submarine?
It's built in. You go to, like, a certain zone, and you got to go under to the bottom of the hall to check the tank. But you can go from, like, the second to the bottom level and, like, lean out on the outboard and then go, like...
Yeah, that's called its jerry rig.
And then you just like dive, and then you just like slide down the side. I should have yelled that.
I'm not gonna lie, Alex. You endangered the lives of other people around you because when you hit the divot, you didn't say step.
Oh my god, you're hurting my soul.
Yeah,
make this like topsiders versus noobs.
No. This is some people call it topside energy. The thing is. I love quoting Navy things because I think it's funny. I kind of quote them ironically. I don't quote shipmate ironically. And that's something about the Navy is a lot of people take shipmate as a degrading term. I have said it as a degrading term, I suppose. But not really. Usually I say shipmate like I mean it endearingly, lovingly, homily. But yeah, not homosexually. I mean like homie, like you're my homie.
Yeah. I have never heard the term shitmate be used in any other like format other than derogatory.
On my ship, we say sharkmate because we're the sharks. Hoo-yah. In fact, when the CO announced some of the options for our ship's chant, one of them was, now I don't curse everyone. You already know this, but I'm going to have to curse for this one because it's funny. If I substitute the curse, it's not as funny. But basically the CO goes, our ship's chant, one of the submissions was, be a shark and eat shit. And that was our ship's chant, one of the things we could vote on. CO was disappointed. No one participated really in voting for the ship's chant, so he just made our own, which was, I don't remember. It was like, we are, I don't remember. Oh, yeah, he would yell, first in war. Then we would yell, first in peace. We are G-Dub. And now CO goes, you can say G-W, but G-Dub rolls off the tongue nicer, but it's your choice. And then our ship saying was like, be a shark, be curious, keep moving forward, ask questions, fear nothing.
So what is the whole theme like?
We're just shark themed, and there's a bunch of pictures of George Washington with sharks on chains and stuff. And like the ship merch at the ship store goes hard. I wish I had bought some. I'm going to bribe some sailors to get me some stuff because the ship's merch is hard. George Washington, definitely one of my favorite characters of all time, favorite fictional characters of all time. And... to see him, you know, crossing Delaware River, and he's got like three chains, and he got these like hell sharks on leashes, bro. That stuff goes hard. I'm not gonna lie. One thing about the Navy is the challenge coins and the belt buckles. That stuff goes hard. I'm not gonna lie. That is one of the few things that's like pretty awesome.
Only bright side is the merch.
Yeah,
but it's just kind of
not a sponsor.
Because like our ship is just kind of meh. Like
they've got Banfro.
I'm not going to lie. I heard from your ship, because Big Red tried getting it to me, y'all had Admiral Rickover with the Infinity Gauntlet snapping the nukes away. And that's the funniest thing ever to me.
Snapping the nukes away?
That's what I heard. The power
stones.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the belt buckle of Admiral Rickover as Thanos holding...
I need that. Stones. I beg Big Red to please get that for me, but he says... I love MDiv on my ship. Their belt buckle is this large. For ladies and gentlemen, for you at home, it's like... I don't know, like 3x5 or 3x8. I don't know. It's huge. It's like massive.
4x6. Yeah.
It's massive. No, like that series is like this big.
I know.
I almost got one in exchange for my MTS 701 USS La Jolla belt buckle, but I didn't want to trade that away. Working in the galley, peeled the paint off of it. So
our division's trying to get a new one.
That's pretty awesome. You could actually custom make a belt on my ship. This one guy was getting like, he made ones, but they were kind of like half Japanese, which. It wasn't like anime style. It was like kind of like it kind of looked like we were repping Japan, which, like, I guess that's an ally. But, like, I want pure American pride. But you could customize the sentence on the bottom. And I had started this game in B. Outside of the Rickover during after hours, I started this game called What Can We Say During Basic Electricity Class and Sex. And one of them was, we got to remove these shorts. And so I put that on my belt. And because I always wear the navy shorts under my clothes. And so I wanted it to say, we got to remove these shorts. And then if I got questioned, I was going to be like, it's an electrical reference. Because the other one that you can say during BE and whatever was stop resisting. And I felt like that one was a little, felt like that one. Yeah, I didn't want to put that one. Just for those of you who aren't electricians, there's these things called resistors and they resist electrical current to say, yeah. So like if you're working on a circuit and it's like really messing it up, you could be like, stop resisting. But you could also say that during sex, but I recommend, unless you're consensually or, role-playing, you should not yell that. I'm just going to put it out there, especially if you're a Marine in Japan.
Oh, no.
Yeah, shout out to when my senior chief said he didn't get to leave the base in Japan, his whole contract, because Marines raped Japanese girls.
I'm pretty
big
glad.
L. It's because, you know why? It's because Marines are only good with fat women. And that's why they're going to do good with the Japanese riz.
Find me a fat Japanese woman.
Exactly.
He said, show me physical evidence now.
I mean, if they exist, but only in America. Only in America.
Yeah.
Because they're like, McDonald's?
Do they get shamed?
McRib?
Do they get shamed in other countries? Is that why?
Oof. I don't think they go back. Mm-hmm. I don't think they go back.
Dishonor upon my...
Especially, I mean, think about it. Why would Japan like overweight people when the big boy is what, you know, took the... What was it? The fat boy? Isn't that the nuke we dropped on them? The fat boy or something like that? The big boy.
Fat man and little boy.
Yep. Fat man and little boy. I don't like a little boy being dropped on me. Hashtag Joe Biden. Anyway. Whoa, don't cancel my podcast. But anyway, yeah, Alex. So basically what I want to know is, not only did you have skill issues, but you also have L calcium levels because it took a year for that to heal. Or what's the story with that? Why were you on hold for so long?
Well, I was on hold because...
Hold these nuts.
First of all, physical therapy and anything Navy related when it comes to the medical side
sucks. Months just to get a piece of paper signed.
Yep, that. And turns out when you break your leg, you can't really run good. And they were really pushing. You got to be able to run before you
can mile,
train.
A mile and a half.
Yeah, do the mile and a
like
half.
Like 13 minutes.
Yeah. And no, haven't been able to run since I broke my leg. So,
not going to lie, what situation have I ever been on an aircraft carrier or submarine where I had to run a mile and a half?
I don't know.
Granted, if you ran from end to end on the aircraft carrier a couple of times, but it had to be a couple of times. I don't think the aircraft carrier, like...
Yeah.
It was just goofy. Now, if you were in the Army or Marines, I'd be like, you better be able to run like 3 miles
100%
in black flag conditions in Iraq. Like,
oh, yeah. But, yeah, and as soon as they let me do a different form of the PT test, passed right away, no problem. So, what?
Little whiskey shot just like licked my ear, which shout out to
all the way down to the ear canal.
No, but we did talk about that in the previous episode with the porn star game. How when we could play that later if you want. Basically, we play this game where we roll dice and there's two categories based on your dice number. And it's like you answer a question like name the last thing you had to eat and then like a male body part. And then it answered, like, your porn star name. You made your own porn star name, movie, partner, fetish. I bought it for, like, $20 at a mall in Virginia to play on a podcast. It was pretty funny. I think my partner's name was Stegatits, and I kind of like that. Yeah. We found out the Slayer kind of likes farting. The Slayer is into farting.
Not true.
I'm pickling the Slayer. My pickle is in the Slayer right now.
He's been pickled.
He's Pickle Rick.
Wait a minute. Did you really tell him about pickling one of our shipmates? Is that
We don't know the full story. All we know is the Slayer mentioned that gaslighting is called pickling on your ship, and he said it was based because of this one guy specifically or something like that. I don't know if y'all can share this story or not.
liked pool a lot. He played pool.
Pool was a good game.
His wife didn't. It was very clingy, and he. although she.
I understand what you're saying. It's like the Incredibles when you go the Frozone goes to Bob, Mr. Incredible goes. How about for once we actually do what our wives think we're doing? Let's go bowling. why stop a robber who's trying to kill themselves and then we get lawsuited? You know, we get sued. Why don't we go bowling, Bob? It's Wednesday. Let's go bowling. No, Frozone, we got to go stop this. And then next thing you know, Frozone's got a gun at him. They're saying, shoot, you're black. And he's like, I know, freeze. You know? That movie did not age well.
That is a very effective summary of that scene.
Yeah. I mean, not as good as when the police go to shoot Goku in the Dragon Ball movie and they say, stop, don't shoot, he's not black. Because because the villain was Goku Black. So there's regular Goku and Goku Black. But it did not age well after the whole I can't breathe, you know, what's his name, Eric Gardner or whoever.
They're going to cancel you.
Cancel my podcast. No, but that's kind of, that's when the whole police brutality thing kind of started. I feel like that's.
No, it was long before that. That was like the big one.
That's the biggest. Well, that's what everyone thinks of. Shout out to the chick I dated who. It was like the all cops or you know what movement was cool, and she got a skeleton with a cop badge on fire tattooed on her arm. I was like, why'd you get that? And she was like, I don't know, I just thought it was a cool movement. And I was like, do you support it? I don't know, I thought it was cool. She got a tattooed on her body. Shout out to her.
What? Dude, come on.
Shout out. She said, I don't want to ghost you, and then ghosted me. Because,
I have a I have a legitimate question for you. What addictions has the Navy given you? I could say for one, I'm an absolute
men.
Whoa, no,
no, I'm just
caffeine
kidding.
And nicotine. I'm a slut for caffeine and nicotine now.
Well, that's we talked about this. The Navy kind of really, the military in general, it only leaves time for negative de-stressors, which we've listed on the podcast before. Nicotine, alcohol, women, and sleeping, excessive sleeping, and just isolation. Yeah. And sometimes it drives you to the point where you want to throw a cat off a cliff.
But I didn't want to. I just knew that I could.
Yeah, pause. The Slayer had a little, like, I have power over lesser beings. But it's okay. No, it's biblical. It's canon. It's biblical. It's canon in the Old Testament. It's canon in the Old Testament. Speaking of canon events, Alex, you are going to re-enlist.
No. All right. So there was a time in my life where I had a lot of hoo-yah, right?
Hoo-yah.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, that Navy pride.
So about
one team, one fight, honor, courage, commitment.
Then after I broke my leg, and then I saw how
they responded to it.
How they responded to it and kind of got tossed around, despite, you know, my immediate superior's best efforts, just being jerked around.
So you had an SOPO who was on your side?
Had an SOPO who was on my side.
So you can speak. So you've had some good leadership, at least.
I've had good leadership. It's just the fact of the holes that I had to jump through to get my recovery and then progress along with my military career that I just realized, like, wait a minute.
Some people,
not worth it at all.
Some people do go through holes to rank up in their military career. You're right. You're right. In fact, I almost reported this woman on my ship. Me and a couple of shipmates almost reported her because she was... She had favoritism among RT students, and if you gave her a hickey or a good time, your whole quad book was signed, which is kind of crazy because usually, how did I put this? Usually in the Navy, and this is real experience that I've seen and other sailors have seen, it's typically women appeasing men to get qualifications. This was a woman who wanted men to appease her, and she would give them qualifications.
Was it at least worth it, though? Like,
some people describe her as a lolly. I'm not sure if I would describe her that way. I don't think she was that good looking. But I will say that what made everyone mad was she scolded people. She, like, threatened people with LOIs and other military discipline actions for having hickeys. Meanwhile, she had this huge one on her neck from one of us. Not me. I did not go down that road.
Yikes.
I was not actively qualifying at the time. And if I was actively qualifying, I had topsiders sign all my stuff. Shout out to the EOT who signed all my paperwork because I knew the lyrics to AA by Walker Hayes. Shout out to that guy. He was like, you know country music? Awesome. Were you smart in prototype? Yeah, I was 20% ahead most of the time. Oh, cool, cool. I like you. And then the chick next to me did not like country music. And he was like, no, you got to go through all the qualities. She was like, but you just signed it. Hey, do you know what this thing does or not? Shout out. Yeah. Now, Alex, so you said it took about 1 year for all this medical stuff to wrap up. But how fast did your ankle and foot actually recover? Like a couple, I would assume at least 2 months. I don't know how much milk you had in your diet. We've discussed you are pretty good with the mommy milker, so I know you had an abundant supply, especially given, yeah, you probably went down to the Goose Creek, the Walmart right down on that road right there, and you went
the neighborhood market. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, not the Walmart right on base, but that one's pretty good too. Yeah.
So all in all, I want to say I got the cast taken off in 2 months, was walking around in a boot for
steel-toed
month. And then since then, I still got pins and screws and two plates in my leg where running, it causes pain from now on just because of the placement of the screws and plates, where is a constant throbbing pain that increases, obviously, the longer you run. So I just decided not to run, and I just do other forms of cardio and powerlifting to make up for that deficit. It's not the same. I used to, enjoy running because we'd do weekly 5Ks back in A school in the morning. Dude, those 5Ks, I swear to God.
No, when the Slayer and I went through, because of COVID, they had stopped doing that. I did one for St. Patrick's Day, and there was this Hispanic SOPO who wore all green, and he was like, yeah. And then you got Master Chief with his artificial reconstructed ankle riding in a golf cart, like, go faster to all the fat kids. But yeah, you had to do a 5K every morning.
Every week.
Okay. Oh, once a week at least.
Yeah.
Even though the minimum requirement is at least up to 30 minutes of accelerated heart rate 3 times a week, the whole NAVPRS thing that they don't follow, like how we're supposed to get a certain amount of sleep each night. Hashtag the Slayer only got 2 hours. But anyway, that being said, it's still, what really boggles me is that you've got this reconstructed leg and they're insisting you run, and that's just really, that upsets me. They have alternate cardio for a reason, and if you were a chief or higher, shoot, you could row or bike any day with regular legs.
That was the biggest thing, was trying to fight for, like, hey, I was repeatedly telling my chain of command, like, hey, I try to run. I try to do what I can, but this hurts like an SOB. And I've been, went to, Navy Medical about it, and they just kind of wash their hands of it. Like, nope, you're all good to go from our end. So it went on for, I went into hold after I graduated power school. Took about a year from the very beginning, once like all this shit started, to be able to transfer. And it was like the last shot I had before they were going to start doing my separation paperwork. Like, hey, we're going to give you one last shot doing this alternate cardio. And guess what? I passed. And it's like,
right.
I could have told you that from the beginning.
And that sucks too, because now they put all this time. You were freshly, your brain was like full of knowledge, and now they're putting all this time between power school and prototype, and it's like, you're not actively studying anymore because you're on hold doing hold duties. It's like, now you're forgetting everything. Now they're kind of putting you at a disadvantage for prototype.
Yeah, so like, I had approximately, I want to say it was like 2 weeks before I transferred to prototype, where I just went back into the schoolhouse, and I explained to all the class instructors, like, hey, this is my current situation.
Give me a summary. Give me a refresh.
I need to get back in this game because I haven't looked at any of this, because I honestly thought I was going to be separated. But here I am going to keep going. So I need you to give me a little quick jump start. And then went through prototype pretty good. I was like middle of the road. Wasn't great. Wasn't terrible. Just painted the wall.
Not going to lie, there's some part of you that says, Alex, you should have failed that alternate cardio and gotten separated, you stupid idiot.
Yeah, but at that point, it was kind of like a personal thing.
Yeah,
like,
pride.
Fuck you, I can do this. I'm telling you I can do this, you're just not giving me the chance.
Right.
And guess what?
Military.
Now I'm regretting it.
Military members are very proud people. Very proud people. Now, one thing I want to address before I want to get the Slayer involved. with his long slaying, lady slaying, ma'am slaying, civilian slaying, Catholic baddie slaying self. You know, you said SOB, and I just want everyone to know that stands for Son of Bernoulli. Right, Bernoulli's Law. Bernoulli. Yeah, shout out to my man Bernoulli. He's not going to come on this episode or next, but yeah, thank you for everything you taught me. And what is it, Darcy? Mr. Darcy? You know, shout out. I don't remember, but Power School taught me about a dude who masturbated in a movie theater. Pete, what was this? Creepy Pete? What's his name? What the hell is his name?
What the fuck are you talking about?
The Slayer, you know what I'm talking about?
No, like a scientist who contributed to nuke stuff?
No, it was like a mnemonic, a memorization mnemonic for an equation. It's like, hey, this guy's name kind of fits this, but Pee Wee Herman? Maybe his name was Pee Wee Herman? I'm pretty sure that's him. He masturbated in a movie theater.
I remember something about Pee Wee Herman.
I also remember that P-Boys can fly.
People fly.
Yeah. I always thought of the one guy from One Punch Man.
Dude, don't say that.
I will slap your pee-pee. You can't say that. Too late. Now, this Slayer, we want to get you involved just because, you know, Alex and I have been hogging the mic. So, and we want you to be actively involved, even though you've been involved in a lot of other episodes. It's always a pleasure to have you on. So, I mean, you can tell us a bit about the French Alps. I didn't know you went skiing. I didn't know there was snow in France. I didn't even know there was mountains in France. All I picture is Paris, and that's it.
It's like a three?
Yeah,
three.
Specifically Paris, because, you know, I like to be in Paris with my homeboys, because you know who was in Paris.
It was like a three-hour drive, and we got to the mountains.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, we're going skiing, but there's a snowboarding option. I'm like, well, snowboarding's a lot cooler.
That sounds cooler. Yeah, W-Riz.
And then everybody was like, no, it's hard, and they're like, you're just starting out, and try skiing. I'm like, okay, fine. And I got on the skis, and I was like, this is kind of tough. Starting to get the hang of it barely. And I was like, all right, let's go to the top of the hill. And I didn't know there was like a little bunny hill.
You wanted to be king of the hill.
I skipped the practice hill, and that was a bad call because I was going down the big hill at like 30 miles an hour and just like...
Spoken 3-0.
Crashing into like snowbanks and stuff and like snapping the like skis off every time I crashed because like... So that way they at least do that and don't like twist your legs up. But they still got my legs pretty good. So.
Not as good as they got Alex. Not as good as Alex's leg got. You know,
I was scared. I was like, man, this is not good. Like,
yeah.
This is going to be really
bad. I'm kind of just picturing the scene where Patrick is playing on a little Game Boy in SpongeBob and he goes down a cliff. And then
he
hits a tree. He's skiing in the video game shellboarding and he hits a tree. He's like, oh, I died again. And then he looks up in real life and he just like crashes. And yeah, but that's awesome. At least, have you texted her? You should call her.
I texted her. I called her.
I should call her.
I have the picture of her phone. Because like I was trying to type it in or whatever, but she like pulled up her like contact like on her iPhone thing. I was like, okay, well, I'll just take a picture of
that. Yeah, just take a picture.
I didn't get
any worth text a thousand back. Words. I worth a thousand get, French baddies.
I didn't get any. I should have got a selfie with her. That would have been funny.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Shout out to the French nurse who helped me on the Alps of France.
Apparently, criminal justice.
Criminal justice. Yeah, I guess.
Do you know how to get away with murder?
Do you know how to get away with murder?
What you're talking about.
I've never read that book.
Didn't know a whole lot of English, but enough.
I've never heard the French accent. That sounds like it might be good. If you watch Dispatches from Myrtle Beach. They kind of make fun of French people talking pretty hard, Link O'Neill, but yeah, come on my podcast. Anyway, you know, what I was going to say in relation to that, the Slayer, was I felt like the French Alps with a French girl against one of those trees would have been the best spot because, well, hold on. I need Alex to hear this, but he went up to relieve the nozzleman again. You give the guy two beers and now he's pissing every 5 minutes.
Hey,
at least he's not throwing out. At least he's not throwing out. Throwing up.
Throwing it back.
Yeah. Slayer, you read my mind. I was going to say, at least he's not throwing it back. Two beers does two things to a man. You either throw it back or throw it up.
No, that's only two.
That's two things.
He didn't throw it out. He didn't throw it up.
Listen, but I suffer from a condition known as tiny bladder syndrome.
Same,
okay,
bro.
Leave me alone.
Right. Also same. Ditto, triple ditto. Ultimate Echo Echo. Maybe, but yeah,
if I were so smart, I got a theory about that for the after podcast.
Small bladder, right? Big brain.
Well, that's pretty Greek of you to just be like, yeah, small bladder, less blood, more brain power.
No, that's not why.
Yeah. Anyway, barbaric.
Do you guys sleep deeply?
No, I don't sleep at all, thanks to the military. Yeah.
Yeah, no, all my sleep has been really light.
All my friends are dead.
Yeah, it's really actually kind of surprising now that I actually think about it. The quality of my sleep has gone down so drastically because of our current profession. Not only of the energy drinks, but because of the random watch times. And routinely,
right?
It's not a routine. Just randomly having to alter your sleep schedule by 12 to 16 hours, depending on what watch rotation you guys have. It's kind of fucked.
And we've got the good end of it. All the guys on subs.
It even worse.
Yeah,
they got it even worse.
Yeah, I'm glad we're not subs. Anyway, that being said, Alex, I want to wait till you're back to discuss with the Slayer why he really missed an opportunity with the woman in the French Alps. He should have done her against one of the trees in there, or he should have just lied down and she rode him with his skis on. I need you to listen to this, because you had the perfect excuse to be like, it's very cold out here.
No, that wouldn't have worked.
It would have worked. She would have been like, it's pretty cold.
It's basic survival knowledge that you need to share body heat to survive.
My buddy was waiting on me. He went down the slope. I was like, I'm fine. I got this.
Well, he's not a real battle buddy if he doesn't let you get French pussy. The Slayer, I would wait in the car as many hours as I needed to if you were risen up a French baddie.
There's also a bus. I had to get back by a certain time.
But more like a bust.
No.
I wish you should have taken a selfie with her. You really messed up.
It would have lasted. It wouldn't have meant as much as hopefully
it would have if she said, hey, you know, I'm going to be finishing college by the time you finish your contract. And I'd like to, you know, text throughout that time. And then I want to meet up and start a life together after that. And I want our kids to work in the church. And praise God. And I want you to. The only deal is you got to try escargot. You got to try escargot. She becomes an American citizen.
There you go. Then I can show her the night vision.
So my end life goal, I need to find me an autistic Japanese wife.
All right. That's why I joined the G-Dub. That's why I ended up on the G-Dub. But it didn't get to Japan on time.
Well, that was my second choice.
Well, I wasn't looking for one with autism. You have to explain that part. That
was purely an addition of my own. To match the energy that I give off. Because
ETs are autistic.
100%. There is no form of tism. Let me rephrase that.
Thank you so much.
So many forms of tism when it comes to nukes. And it just seems to affect...
Right, there's a spectrum.
ETs disparagingly high.
I wish me and mommy had gone to RC Div.
Right. That's the officer with the autism, right?
She... is quirky. I don't think she has autism, but...
Well, a drunk you on a different episode said very otherwise.
I rescind what I said.
Right. No take backs.
I think she's normal.
Well...
I've gotten used to it.
Well, I think that's because you're both autistic, so she would seem normal to you.
Maybe I should ask her out once I leave the ship.
That's a move.
She's about to leave.
Or once she leaves.
I think she's Christian.
Yeah?
Could be good enough.
Good enough. Tell her, have you ever heard of Mary? Start a conversation.
Mary had a little in.
Yeah, Mary. Yeah, that's pretty good. A little reference to someone. But yeah, that's that. Now, Alex, we'll pass the mic back to you. Well, actually, I'm going to pass it back to me. Yeah, Uno reverse times two.
We'll have to leave.
I made a joke to you about FEP. And believe it or not, as athletic as I am, I was on FEP because... Mm-hmm. The way boot camp is set up, they put a whole division of 55-foot Hispanic women who don't speak English running in front of you. And so you have to go around them, and then your ankle monitor doesn't pick up the last lap. Mm-hmm. So they say you never finished a run, and they put you on FEP and say you're not getting a $2,000 bonus for completing your run.
Yep.
And then they steal $2,000 from you, and then some chief whose last name is Beach, I'll never forget you. Will argue with you, and I had the fastest run time in the division, but they didn't count the last lap. And he's like, "That's your fault." I was like, "Well, you have three divisions running on this small indoor track, and I had to go around them in order to get a good run time because you had the whole thing blocked. I mean, you have 100 people. Sometimes your boot camp division is 100 people, so sometimes you have 200 people on the track, and this wasn't the freedom Well, I guess it was Freedom Hall, whatever they call it. But yeah.
Yeah, I get it. It's such a small track, and you're fitting so many people on there. It's like, well, either I'm going to have to, you know, tackle my way through this wall of people.
Right.
Or I'm going to have to keep their pace, and it kind of shoots you in the foot at the end, jokes aside.
Right.
Like, so I've also been up that, because of my leg. Because they're like, oh, you can't run? Well, you're fat, so, you know, just go run. Granted, yeah, I'm a big guy. That's what I like lifting. Lifting is very fun for me. It's nice to make pick up heavy weights, make sad voice go quiet.
Yeah, and it's more likely that I'm going to need you to lift debris off of me if we get shot in the side of the ship than I'm going to need you to run a mile and a half with me.
it's a good program, but it's just, as with anything, it's not specific enough to different people's needs. Obviously, I would change some things about it, but I'm not in that place of power, so all I got to do is, you know, just keep myself
stay in
line.
Stay in and see and make the change you want to see. Stay in and make the change you want to see.
I'll leave that to somebody else. This job is definitely not for me. I made that decision a long time ago.
One team, one fight. Hey, that being said, for those of you who don't know what FEP is, just because we referenced it, now, it's supposed to be the fitness enhancement program, but we call it the fat enlisted people. That's what we call it, the fat enlisted program. An officer told us, he was like, we were making fun of this fat smelly kid at my table in power school. He said he had a BO deficiency, some kind of genetic mutation, whatever, who cares. But yeah, we were making fun of him for being fat. And the officer chimed in, he goes, no, it's allowed because it's one of the few things you can make fun of because it is a requirement by the United States Navy and every other military branch that you're a certain height and weight. The branches have cut back on those a lot because of the recruiting crisis, except for the Marines. Respect to the Marines for keeping their standards.
Yeah.
And shout out to the Air Force for adding the 40-pound deadlift to their requirements. That's really going to help us get a stronger Air Force.
40-pound deadlift?
Yeah, I didn't go too sarcastic with it, but I was kind of implying that 40-pound deadlift is kind of like the bar. Not even, you get those like hexagonal, well, it's not a hexagon, it's 1, 5 pounds.
Yeah,
2, 3, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And also the standard like industrial,
that's realistic though, like you'd be lifting 45 pounds. So.
Well, that's what I'm saying, the standard industrial workplace is like be able to lift 30 to 50 pounds following these specific, you know, arms, sizes. You know, yeah, there's a whole procedure for that. You know, the irony, Alex, is that your Mando fun resulted in a not fun time for quite a while.
Yeah.
It wasn't one of, now a lot of Mando funds in my experience, I've had some Mando fun stories for sure, but it was kind of like show up and then you can leave, or show up, stay a certain time, leave,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. The Slayer, you have any fun Mando fun stories? Or
we did paintball once or twice. Yes, I have one story. We were doing, I think it was just a normal PT, like we do like thrice a week or something like that.
Yeah.
And then there was this one guy who was notorious for being kind of try to skirt the rules and get away with as much as he can and screw people over.
Okay.
And
And
he would try to like slime bag his way out of things. And we just saw him up on the second level, like Alex was saying, there's three levels. He was running across the second level, running to his room, and we're like, hey, look, it's him. We're looking, pointing at him, and our class leader's like, hey dude, what are you doing? And
PTing.
he was like, oh, I forgot something in my room. And it was like, no, get back down here. And he was trying to get out of it. It was kind of funny.
Bro, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
There was a tiff at PT one time because I brought a
gun?
No, I did not bring a firearm to PT. I brought a hydration tool, and it had Mia Lamia from Monster Girl Musume on it, and Monster Musume, and she's this Lamia. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's a woman whose lower half is a snake tail, and she has snake-like features. The split tongue, no gag reflex, no tear ducts. Pointed ears, nice fangs.
Very specific edition of the no gag reflex.
Well, snakes can't gag. Have you ever seen a snake gag?
I don't know much about snakes, dog.
Whole.
Exactly, and so does a Lamia. Not gonna lie, I hate to expose myself. I had a wet dream with Mia because she was my favorite waifu back during my weeb days, and that was the best pussy I've ever been in. I came all over
better
that
than
thing.
Real life?
Better than real life. Wow. Hella better than real life. It's in a different spot. It's kind of like, because snake vaginas and snake girl vaginas are different. Anyway, you know, no, because Mia is very popular. There is a 28 foot long body pillow of her for $300 or $300 more, and there was a nuke who had it.
Where would you
it's
even
only,
put
it's 28
that?
Foot long?
It's 28 feet long. The BEQ isn't that big. This guy was like, we talked about it on the podcast. He was sharing it with his rack mate, obviously, because someone had the top and one had the bottom, and they would swap every other night.
Curving over the top of the rack and
yeah. And it was like, dude, like they swap and one end's slimy, the other's not. I don't know.
No.
Like you wrap her around you. Anyway, I had her on a hydration tube on a water thermos. And King, my old roommate, makes this point. He's like, to the class leader, I don't think this is appropriate for PT. Some people might be uncomfortable. And I was like, is anyone uncomfortable because of my anime girl thermos? And the only person who said they were uncomfortable was my roommate. Why? King, yeah. And it's crazy because he was in the room with the posters with her and the hydration tool. In fact, he had knocked it off my desk before by accident, and he was not uncomfortable with it at all. He's like, it's just not appropriate for PT. And I was like, you're the only person who's making a big deal about it. It's literally you. Well, other people might be uncomfortable. I was like, no one's uncomfortable. Other people have hentai stickers in their hard hats in the fleet. I wish he, looking back, you don't know about that, or you know about that?
I'm going to neither confirm nor deny that statement.
That's wholeheartedly true. I keep the number of people who died like every day or every minute or second, but I don't keep those stickers in my helmet.
Yeah.
Remember what you're fighting for. Yeah. Takes off helmet, big ol' end.
K-pop girls.
K-pop girls.
Stacy Yoon from Stacy Girls, please come on my podcast. I have a picture of you in my wallet, and I need you to sign it. I need you to sign it. Where is it? I don't have my wallet on me. I was going to show the boys. But yeah, every time I go to the club and I take out my ID, it's a picture of Yoon. And no one's ever asked about her. But one time in Prototype, I forgot my badge. And I forgot I had 20 different pictures of this snake girl in my wallet. And when I put it down because my ID was out, the guy just goes, nice. I like her too. And I was like, bro.
That is not the conversation we have with anybody. Just like some nerdy ass little kid standing with a fucking
some
M4.
Some MA, yeah.
Just like some 19-year-old kid with an M4 is like,
whoa.
Nice.
Let's not assume the guns of the MAs. I've heard it can cause arguments.
They think that dry firing, well, one MA I talked to thinks that dry firing a center fire cartridge is, or a center fire rifle is going to hurt it. And I was like, you need to learn some facts.
You really just put up the...
MAs have, that was very... the reference I want to make, I don't know if it's confidential or not, but that was very something of you. It may have to do with flows and fractions and logic. But anyway, that being said, actually, the flow is this. But yeah, that being said, MAs also have like single-digit ASVAB scores. I hate to say it, but there was a time where I was outside of an MA office for an hour because they did not know how to print from the computer, and then they kept misprinting it, and then they didn't know how to type back into it, and they just did not know how to use a printer or a computer, and they're typing like this, and he's like, yeah, I was a mechanic in Texas. I like hitting stuff with a wrench, but they put me as an MA, and now I got to use these computers and stuff, and I just don't know, like, it don't make no sense. I'd rather just be a pipe and a valve. That makes sense to me. And I was like, I bet it does.
You know, I can kind of feel like I've been misrated.
Yeah. Hashtag misrating is a huge thing. I was supposed to be in ELT, but I actually got what I asked for because my recruiter convinced me that EMN life was the more benefits than any other nuke rate. Turns out we're all nukes. We're all geniuses. We're all weird. And our job benefits are all pretty much the same.
Yeah, but it also comes down to the quality of life and the work that you do. I'm a person who's very hands-on.
Hands off.
I hate that reference. I know.
It scared me during one of those video game simulations on the Minecraft server.
I couldn't figure it out because we had two simulations for R8.
Yeah.
We wanted to go do the simulation. Like, I don't know how to work this program at all.
You just hit some random valve and you just hear, hands off! Yeah, it scared the piss out of me. It was so loud out of nowhere.
Yeah, and the thing about that one was again, we only had two specific tasks
right.
to do with the simulation, so I had no prior experience with this simulation whatsoever. So
and it says it should take 5 minutes. It took me 45 minutes, and I failed.
Yes!
5 minutes?
Yes!
I don't know any single one of these valves, and there's 35 of them in this operation.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I know exactly what I need. If you want me to go down to the boat and do it, I would much rather
I could
do
it
that.
In person, and they're like, well, we just don't have the staffing for that other time.
Yeah.
Bro, whatever. Why did I learn a whole submarine just to go to an aircraft carrier? Forget it. They should have an aircraft carrier school. Big Navy, make an aircraft carrier school. You're telling me you don't have decommissioned aircraft carriers? Borrow the G-dub. Borrow the G-dub.
Oh, shoot. What were we talking about before that? Misrating.
Misrating.
So, I put my picks whenever we went to Great Lakes. You know, you can,
First
choice. I wanted to be a machinist mate.
You didn't want to be... Why didn't you want to be an electrician's mate nuclear, having former experience as a civilian electrician?
Because I...
Former wire biter.
All right, so my experience in the civilian world is being a wire biter. I was like, okay, cool. I know how to do this, but I want to try something different.
Okay,
so
that's why I went... Expand your horizons.
I wanted to be a machinist's mate, then an electrician's mate, and then ET, because I didn't want to be... ET, life sounded boring. I never thought...
Yeah.
Working with circuit cards and all that shit was all that interesting.
I just wanted to get some of that mermaid ussy, but it turns out that's not a... I haven't found any mermaids yet. I have found 500-pound shipyard workers in Grace Wets. And she says, yeah, I'm on a midnight shift. I heard you got a fast cruise and you ain't allowed to leave.
She got a little bit of stomach.
Shout out to Babylon, who was trying to raise her up. And then she kept saying she just had a friend. Shout out to Biz Markie, who warned us what that means if she says he's just a friend. Shout out to Babylon. That time he looked across the quarter deck in the hangar bay without his glasses, and he walked over to this trash can to riz it up because he thought it was the shipyard worker in her gray sweats, but it was just a trash can. He's like, yeah, I really should be wearing my glasses.
Yikes.
But yeah, Alex, so you put... What did you put as your number one again? Machinist, mate.
Yeah.
And sometimes the billets just don't work out that way.
Yep.
Funny story. This guy in the class next to me, his recruiter kind of twisted the truth, aka lied to him, and said, if you subvol, you're guaranteed your rate. Dude subvolled, did not get the rate he wanted, but then they surfaced him because they had too many, and he was so happy because he did not want to be on a submarine.
Yeah.
Not a nice guy, but I am glad it happened. But yeah, don't. Being a submariner does not guarantee your rate. In fact, there's less positions on a submarine available than an aircraft carrier.
Yep.
And when they say go on an aircraft carrier because there's more work but more ways to get out of work, they're right.
That is very true. One thing, though, that I'm happy I didn't... I was thinking about doing subvol, then I realized...
I do like the submarine. I miss the submarine.
I'm 6'4", and I was repeatedly bashing my head off of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that we have to soon should be wearing hard hats and stuff.
That's going
to
be even worse.
It's going to be so much worse. Although, I'm happy I will no longer be giving myself self-induced concussions.
It's much better.
Four concussions and you're actually separated. That's the four strikes are out. Speaking of, we had got... If you
how
think
many
that,
ingrown toenails?
How many ingrown toenails? TMI, Slayer. TMI. I'm not going to lie. We had guys on... If you think an aircraft carrier is nice and roomy, I have guys who... I had a guy who was 6'7", or people who are even 6 foot or taller. They're leaning over in a galley because there's just pipes and valves hanging from the ceiling and all kinds of stuff. The aircraft carrier isn't as roomy as you think. And Galax, you can confirm, right?
100%.
And I'm sure you're one of those guys. You go up the ladder well and that bar, that bar that hangs, you're like, phew.
Yep.
I hit my head on that.
Going up the ladder well, always got to lean forward a little bit, especially if I'm wearing a backpack or else I'm going to get snagged on the hatch going up. So I got to lean forward and almost kiss the ladder well as I'm going up.
Yeah.
And then just honestly walking anywhere in the P-ways besides the hangar bay, I'm hunching my head over. Pretty much I'm thinking I'm going to have scoliosis by the time I'm done.
Now, Alex, you're using your height to defend this, but I had heard from a little bird that you stay hunched over on the Navy ship just in case anyone's, always ready. So can you tell me about that? I hear you're hunched over because you're always ready for a rear admiral or a MPI, mandatory penis inspection, or a prostate exam. Can you tell us about that?
You know, you just gotta stay prepped. You gotta stay prepped, loose, and ready to go, dude.
Right. Are you lube oil qualified? Have you are you a lubricant expert? Have you gotten your qualifications in lubrication?
Unfortunately, not yet. It's something I'm heavily working towards.
Right.
I'm really looking forward, though, to the day I can say I'm a qualified lube oil inspector.
Yeah, I mean, that's important because you don't want any hot bearings in the rear, in the aft.
Yeah, it would sure be a shame.
I hope no one claps my cheeks. Yeah. Speaking of, I just found out two guys 69'd each other on my ship. That's pretty wild. Turns out you can't do that underway. Turns out there's a lot of things you can't do underway. And it turns out, I guess the CO never heard of it's not gay underway. Well, it's not gay, but it is mastable. But, yeah. Now, Alex, you mentioned a sea story or a port call story you wanted to tell. I don't think you've discussed it yet.
It's one of my very first port calls. And we were having a great time. We were in a location with a bunch of old rocks for most of the day. A museum. I call it old rocks. So I thought it was
gonna
be cool. But no, it was just a bunch of really old fucking rocks. And I was really bored. So I wasted half of my day, you know, of the 3 days that we get.
I was going to say, you only get 3 days. Then if the weather's bad, you get like 1 day.
Yeah. So after that, decided, you know what? We are going to go out. I'm going to get my Liberty Buddy. We're going to go out. Well, we linked up with another group later in the night, and it's getting close to the time where we have to go back to the ship. And my homeboy decides that he wants to try to do a athletic stunt that he swears that he could do whenever he was in high school. Well, he failed. He failed miserably. And when his body hit the stones, all I heard was, my ankle.
Wow.
So yeah. we pick up our buddy, we go sit him on the curb, and I'm like, oh boy, I know exactly what a broken ankle feels like. I know 100%. I roll up his pant leg.
Yeah.
And I just feel his ankle, and I just go, oh, that's not supposed to squish. It feels like you're putting like a credit card, like a broken credit card, into a plastic bag full of like Jello or something, and just squishing it. So you feel like slight resistance and something hard, but it's mostly just squish.
Now, was his ankle 3 pounds?
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't get the specific weight of this motherfucker.
Now, based on something the Slayer kind of slipped up on a little bit earlier today, it sounds like the story that the ship got is a little different than the true story, because you mentioned cartwheels, but then you said, actually, no, that did not happen, so...
Well, for legal reasons, certain things are a joke.
Right, but right.
Homie just went to...
That way, TRICARE will cover us.
Yes. Yeah, if you get in trouble doing something fun, you're probably not going to get fixed, or you'll get in trouble for it, so...
Yeah, that is a factual statement. So, me and the rest of our brand new Liberty group ended up having to alternate carrying this guy. Because at first, all of us tried each carrying a limb. That didn't work.
That sounds awful. You gotta do the fireman carry, you know, like you were trained to do.
So, me and...
I got you, shipmate!
I don't remember that. I can't do it. I can't pick somebody up.
So, me and one of the other buddies...
You can pick up these nuts.
More or less just having him hug our necks and then picking him up. Essentially like what you do with like a grandkid, more or less. You know, you just have them like hang around your shoulders and you have them hug your back.
Or any little kids you like to pick up and hang around yourself.
Well, not going to touch that one with a 10-foot pole. But we ended up having to carry him to a spot where Shore Patrol can come and pick up our friend. And, well... Needless to say, his shit was broken, and he had to stay behind while we finished out our cruise. That was,
That sounds perfect.
I mean...
Not gonna lie, that's W.
It was for him.
It was especially him. When y'all got the message, actually, your deployment's been extended.
Which did happen.
Also, I just want to put this disclaimer out there for all the ladies and gentlemen who are like, oh my goodness, I joined the Navy so I can go on port calls. Yeah, it turns out you're not allowed to stay overnight in the hotels and Airbnbs like they say you are unless you're like a certain rank or something, right, the Slayer?
Yeah, we, for the first port call, nobody under E5 was allowed to go. So that's like, I don't know, a good like 40% of the ship.
That's most of the ship, especially if you're non-nuclear or not, don't have a college degree, didn't refer three friends, and you're not like within the top 10 jobs of the Navy, you're most likely not going to be able to stay overnight. Also, if you're like, but I can't drink while I'm only 18 and I can't drink. No, it turns out port calls are a CO's decision whether you can drink or not. He is the law.
We had two port calls where we were allowed, and then the rest, they said no drinking. And then they finally breathalyzed on the last one. So you weren't allowed to drink for any of them, but the first two.
Right. And, you know, the reason for that is because you get those Alfa Romeo Indias alcohol-related incidents. Shout out. Well, not shout out. It's gone now. They took down the sign at Nuke School, the Days Without... They took it down.
They took down the tracker?
Ladies and gentlemen, there was a sign in front of the Rickover, and it was a sign that said, hey, days since an alcohol-related incident, and it always, it like, never made it past 10. And we got close one time to 50, and if it made it to 50, we would get a special day of liberty, like completely day off from work. And it got to like 48. I swear they just set it back down. There was no incident, bro. They're like, forget the special lib. Man, like, it was, you know, F petty officer day. You know how it goes. So, yeah, that was that. Now, Alex, did you enjoy the port calls? What was your experience with that? Because we've heard the Slayer came on, told us, he kind of reviewed all of his port calls. There were Catholic baddies, French baddies, Italian baddies. There was a $300 taxi ride, you know. Some good stuff, some bad stuff. Alex, what was your overall view? I mean, tell us about Greece. How was Greece? I've heard that's one of the nicest places, cheapest places. Just don't get the merch from the vendors right on the port who know that. Funny how they're like, no one can know where the ship is, and then you get there and the merchants have like all these stuff saying, welcome, you know, this ship and these sailors. But anyway, tell us about that.
So my first experience with Greece.
Gay?
A little bit. There was a lot of stickers. Like when you go into the bars and shit, there was like a lot of stickers. I remember this one very vividly. One of the first bars I went to in Athens, there was a sticker of this like absolutely, this absolute unit of a man with a just fucking cock out. Just like it was a sticker. It was just a fucking sticker with a dude with his cock out.
I'm not safe for work. Like, was he holding it or was it just hanging?
It was just hanging.
Was it hard?
Brother, this
it
hard
wasn't
as
hard,
a,
but it was long.
Hard as a redwood.
Oh, never mind.
Like, I shit you not.
This I believe it. I've seen a lot of
like that scene in Boondocks where the guy's like, you didn't clean behind your ears. You better pray. And he's got that thing just dangling down between his legs. Yeah. This was like a horse cock.
Yeah, I was just like,
he what? Was saluting you because you were in a sailor.
I mean, I guess so. He must have. I mean, I'm a. Yeah, okay. It was weird.
Did you buy it?
No.
Honestly, no. I'll be honest. Like, I'm not gay. But.
$20.
No, not the $20. Go. But I would have bought that sticker and put it, like, in my cover or something. That's a memorabilia. Memorabilia? Yeah. So that's definitely something. I mean, it was a nice looking penis, like mushroom shaped tip and everything, or
good length, impressive girth.
Hey,
good dangle,
nice cock.
Hey,
hey Peter,
hey Peter,
hey Peter.
I'm gonna go grab a couple briskies with me and Glenn at the clam.
But Athens was pretty cool. It was kind of weird because whenever I went there, there was snow on the ground, but there's also orange trees lining the streets.
Wait, I gotta pause. I missed out on a joke opportunity. So you would say your arrival in Greece, they were happy to see you.
Yes.
They're very happy to see you.
Extremely happy.
How was the booze?
So they had...
Because it sounds like you're an alcoholic. Sounds like you like drinking.
Wait.
Self-proclaimed.
Wait.
I'm just kidding. He can stop whenever he chooses to, just like smoking.
100%, right? So they had two choices. There was Rocky or Ouzo. Now, I can't remember which one is the has a specific spice called anise, the stuff that makes black...
That's ouzo.
I love anise.
I could not stand ouzo because, oh, wow, y'all need to go to jail.
It took you a minute to get that joke.
I wasn't looking at you.
I am just trying to follow the example of the honorary Joe Biden.
So I cannot stand
boot camp.
Taste of
it's
black
boot camp
licorice.
Reference.
That's why I couldn't stand ouzo.
It tasted like black licorice?
Yes. Yeah.
What's wrong with blacks? I mean, black licorice.
I just don't like
it. Some people don't like black licorice.
Yeah, I get it. Even though it's so long and black. Yeah, no, I get that, though. It's kind of like... Is that the same as a chocolate licorice? Because...
No.
Okay.
No.
So, I don't know which one, but one of them kind of tastes like kind of cardboardy, almost. Kind of like cardboard to me. Like cowtails. But anyway... I don't know, it doesn't sound too bad.
No, those were like the two things that were unique to Greece, I feel like, other than certain beers maybe. But yeah, the best part about that was like they'd give you free drinks and the one would be like,
oh,
free
shot. Yeah.
Beer. And he's like, no, go
no, 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 you come here, I'll give you and your friends free shots. That it was just like you would just hop from one bar to the next. Right. Sometimes, you know, like the liquor that they'd offer you would be hella watered down, that you can tell right off the bat. Mm-hmm. Other times, like especially in Athens, me and my group went to this one restaurant where they kept just serving us bottles of wine. They just kept bringing out wine to the
wine is for
table.
Chugging.
Yes.
Quote Big Red.
But the guy who's in charge of our Liberty group looked at me and said, bro, you need to slow the fuck down because I was already on my fourth. All right. So when I say bottle of wine, right, it's not a bottle. Of
oh,
wine.
Okay.
All right.
Like that's a total bottles.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you specified that because I'm picturing you got this, you know, like, 2 foot tall, like, yeah,
no,
like,
I'm like, I can't play myself.
You got a couple of MILFs on either side of you because MILFs love wine. Shout out the Slayer. MILFs, please email us at couplenukes@gmail.com.
I'll buy you some Moscato.
Yeah, but, peach flavored.
Yeah, no, I just kept knocking them back because it was a sweet wine. And I just, they were like the size of like those old timey milk bottles almost.
Okay.
So I was just fucking slamming them back with the meal. And my, the guy who was in charge of our Liberty group just looked at me and said, you need to slow the fuck down, dog. We got two more days of liberty. You don't need to do it all in one night. And I didn't listen to him, and I regretted it when I was trying to stumble my way back on the ship. But all in all, I have to say I enjoyed the second port call a little bit more than the first.
Was that Croatia?
No. So I joined a little bit later than Slayer here towards the end of the deployment. I got to see Athens, Greece, and Souda Bay, Crete, also, well, Greece. Souda Bay, Crete was a place where you had all the hecklers, I'm not going to say hecklers, but the advertisers for their restaurants come out and give you so much free liquor just to get you to come in and sit down in the restaurant.
Right, and then you sit down and it's like $32 for six people to eat. And you're like, this is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pricing was freaking amazing. It was wonderful. But... The whole reason why they have those port calls spaced out the way they do is so sailors don't off themselves because everything about Navy life while in deployment sucks ass.
Did you guys have the Steel Beach picnic? Did you guys ever do that? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had beer day. We didn't have a picnic.
Okay.
Beer day.
Yeah, just ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who aren't military, essentially they hype up how underway there's going to be this day where y'all chill on the flight deck and you have some burgers. Which you have every Wednesday on my ship, at least.
But
and
they're bad. It's not like a... It's not
oh,
like
they're good. Like, no.
He's
counter argument. The burger is one of the few things on the ship that I liked.
No
besides
way.
The teriyaki chicken. Our ships are different.
Saying. Yeah.
I mean, these patties are this wide. They're wide. And I would... When
did
it was self-serve...
Did they boil them for you guys?
No, they grill yeah. them.
Ours were fucking boiled.
Y'all's were boiled?
Yeah.
We had ours grilled. You can confirm with Toretto, you know, Topsider CS.
Yeah.
He makes a hella mean burger. And, you know, self-serve, I would grab two, make a double stack, double cheese melt, grab all the chocolate chip cookies, you know what's up. Shout out, hold on, I almost got in a fist fight in a galley.
You had 2 weeks left?
Yeah, no, this is not the race war, this is a different story. it was a black man, though, but that had nothing to do with it. This black guy and this white chick come to the galley, and they had just restocked the Uncrustables. And Uncrustables is not a sponsor, but I'll tell you, it is a sponsor of the Navy. It must be a sponsor of the United States Navy. Now, yeah, we'll talk about that with y'all because y'all were deployed, so it's different. But Shipyard, they prioritize sending the Uncrustables out to the deployed ships. So it was hard for us to get a hold of those. And essentially...
And LCSs would steal them and shove them.
No, this guy came. So they restocked them this day, and they would be gone within like an hour. Like everyone would snag them. And I'm fine if you grab one or two, maybe even three. And I'm sitting in the galley because Reactor got to eat early before other times. And I'm sitting there facing the Uncrustable stand. This guy comes with a plastic bag and he starts like pushing the whole stand into his bag. And I want to stand up and I was going to confront him. I was going to be like, hey, Are you going to leave some for the rest of us? Guy? Shipmate? Are you going to eat all those for yourself? Oh, you're bringing them back to the division, right? And I was going to... No, I was ready to confront this guy. I was, like, steaming. And my LPO walked in and sat down near us. I was like, oh, man. But I was like, that's just rude as hell. Like, if you... Like I said, if you took one, two, maybe even three, fine. All right? I mean, I'm a grown man, too. I understand we eat at least two Uncrustables. I like to microwave them a little bit. Get that slight melt of the peanut butter and the jelly. Hashtag that. Don't forget... on Twitter, now called X or whatever it's called, and everywhere on social media, comment hashtag the Slayer and Belle Delphine peanut butter and jelly. Shout out. That's a reference. So Alex, just to fill you in, the Slayer ate a whole jar of jelly underway, and Belle Delphine made a music video where she jiggles her butt in peanut butter and slides in all kinds of peanut butter. It's kind of off-putting to me. If it was whipped cream, though, I definitely would be on the Belle Delphine hype. But
peanut butter?
Yeah, she slides through the peanut butter butter. Gobble gobble up, double dummy thick thighs. I'm mad. He's oh wait, she's not mad.
It gets better every time.
We could show you the music video. Yeah,
I am not down with that. That just does not sound appealing in any way, shape, or form to me. That's like the equivalent of like the lonely 40-year-old white woman with a jar of peanut butter in her Labrador. Like that just does not.
Well, that's what I was gonna say, Alex. If I reincarnate as a dog, I will find Belle Delphine. That's like I will be down there. Oh, Belle Delphine.
No.
Belle Delphine, please send us your bath water, please. I'm. You know, I can only speak for myself, but it's like a novelty. I'm not going to drink it. I might smell. I will smell it, but not in a weird way. But I definitely do want to, like, put it on the shelf. And then my grandkids are like, what's this? If my grandkids ever break that open or, like, drink it by accident, I might have to disown a kid. Well, they're my grandkids, so I guess I'll just disown their parents and them.
Be like stealing the blessing, like from the Bible.
Yeah, it's like if I have a bottle of holy water in my house and you steal. Yeah. Esau and Jacob, you they'll who grabbed me by the heel, bro. Get off
blessed,
of me.
But they'll be.
Yeah.
That's a bad riz.
Yeah. Bad riz. What did he say? Bad riz. Yeah. So you didn't go to Italy or France, Alex?
No, unfortunately.
That's an L. Maybe you shouldn't have broken your foot.
You know what? The way nice. I think about it, right? It was a year stuck in a short command. Now that I finally see how well, I was only two months on the deployment. It was kind of a goaded move.
A blessing. It was all planned. It was all planned by him.
You never know how sad you could have been on that deployment.
100%. Now I'm just kind of looking forward to by the time we go on the next deployment.
Almost out. Helicopter,
almost,
are you off?
Almost out.
They're going to get the heli back?
I might,
no,
actually.
I want to ride in the heli. Let's go.
Yeah. Speaking of Alex, I can't remember what I was going to say. Something about... Oh, yeah. Why didn't you just break your other foot to face the same way and then just be built like that?
And just be built different?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good. Having shooting pain in my right leg whenever I do anything other than a mild trot, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I'm good.
Oh, we're good. Yeah, that's awesome. But we still got a little bit more time here. So what I wanted to bring up, speaking of hard hats, since y'all mentioned them, right before my ship went on deployment, right, maybe a couple, like maybe a week after I got off, they're like, you don't need hard hats anymore. Well, someone threw near, right, like 2200, worst time for this. Someone throws it overboard. And over the side, some MA sees a hard hat floating in the water. People, reactor, just gets off a watch, goes to sleep. They got a watch in 4 hours. Man overboard, man overboard, man overboard, man overboard.
I have nightmares about that fucking pipe.
I was going to say,
same.
Did y'all...
One time, and I was like, oh, no.
Or I don't know how to...
It's like four short blasts, just...
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Shout out to the chemical alarm.
That was fun.
Yeah,
that, a little dance.
Yeah, Fortnite dance.
But yeah, no, that fucking man overboard call, and you said it exactly right.
I was gonna say, did y'all ever have that bad experience, especially you two, like watch standing or just in the middle of the night after a long day? And it's always the most like worst time, right in the middle of the night, always too. Like just drills or like an actual. Do y'all have an actual man overboard?
We would do one every night
or
after
woman.
We left port.
Yeah.
What every yeah. night?
Every night once we left port. So, like, you go pull out of France, you're doing one that night.
And then, you know, fuck.
Oh, not every single night between port calls. Dude,
no.
Had me, like, I am never going underway ever. I was like, every single night?
Nope. Just one between underways.
The Slayer showed up in skivvy stained brown in the back, and he was like, I'm here to muster.
That is... Nuh-uh. You have the fucking EXO...
The people in their onesies.
Yeah, like, people... It'd be like, time, plus 18.
Yeah.
And you're just like, bro, where is this motherfucker? I want to go to bed.
Plus 18? We had plus an hour. Plus an hour on my ship one time.
What?
Time plus an hour on my ship one time.
Holy fuck.
This guy, they didn't account. This dude had left the ship for a medical appointment on land, and his chain of command forgot to report it. So we're just waiting for this dude. They tell him every hour, come up to the watchtower with your cack in hand. Have your cack in your hand. Or something like that. Some kind of place up on the higher up, you know. Yeah, but...
I tell you about the guy. The one time it happened one time.
No. Go ahead and tell us.
Italy. So, I don't know if freaking Alex was there or not, but we went up, or we were in bed, just happy or whatever, and then, yeah, the whistle goes off.
Looking at pictures of Abigail Shapiro.
We go up there, and, man, it was like, yeah, I don't know, it took 20 minutes or whatever, and then we went back down. It turned out the next day or something, or later on when they cleared it, they were like, so we found... something we were like, it's not a
ship name redacted
person, we're good, and you can all go back to bed. And we're like, what? That's not
Wait,
a person.
So what
that
do
sounds
you mean?
Kinda weird.
Well, because y'all have visitors on the ship sometimes.
Yeah, and so I heard some like rumor.
The guy in charge of naval reactors fell over the side of the ship. We don't need him.
I heard some rumors that it turned out to be an Italian or something.
Like
or
a stowaway?
Or it was in Italian waters or something. No, just like I think a body out there. And so they checked it out. They accounted for all of our people. It wasn't one of ours. And I think we just turned it over to the Italian government.
What if it was... What was the name of that woman who... Remember you met that Italian baddie? Maybe she was swimming after you.
Benedetta.
Maybe it was her. Maybe it was Benedetta.
It'd be sad.
That's why she never... That's why she never called you.
That was in her back pocket when she drowned.
Yeah, it said, Dear the Slayer, I wish... to seek the Lord even more, but with you.
And maybe if 8 to 13 kids happen to be part of that, that'd be cool.
Right. Yeah,
that's my cool. Ideal number of kids is not 8 to 13. I'm more of like a 2 to 4 type guy.
It's spoken 1-3 because people might be hearing 30 right now.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's too many.
30 kids. That's, you'd be reaching the minimum standard to be a resident of India.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Right. The joke there is that they have a very large population, subcontinent, and they tend to have a lot of kids. I mean, it's true. It's not racist. I mean, you could go there. You can watch documentaries on it. They have way too many kids. I mean, China made the one kid rule for a reason.
Too many is relative, and that rule is cringe, but...
It is cringe. However... Not having population control is also cringe.
Why? If you can provide for people...
They can't. Do you see how they live? They eat trash and dig in dirty water.
You don't know that that's the causation.
Well, it's probably because Muhammad Ali. Sorry, Gandhi. Sorry, he rap battled. Gandhi rap battled Muhammad Ali in epic rap battles of history. So let me rephrase that. It's because Gandhi was racist to the British.
Mm.
That was my science teacher's opinion. But... Yeah, that's how it be. Alex, I had something to ask you, which was, you know, going on that love life, the Navy love life. How's that been? Tell us, did you meet anyone while in port or during nuke school? Any smoke pit weddings? If you were a smoke pit frequenter, you definitely met some in-dockers. You could have done a little sniping, you know. What's up with that? Snipe?
No, I was not about that smoke pit wedding bullshit. I remember watching some YouTuber... that actually showed a picture of an NNPTC smoke pit wedding, and he made an error in calling it a Marine Corps thing. I'm like, wait a minute. I know that specific building. I know that building in the background. I know exactly where the fuck that is. I'm not going to say anything because this is my little secret.
Right.
I know
but
what this is. It's like the sniping thing goes.
/Navy nukes.
As far as that sniping thing goes, no. I was not about trying to date any other nukes. It just did not appeal to me whatsoever.
Nuke cest, as they call it.
Yeah, 100%. dating for me in the military, I just don't find the idea of dating someone else who's also in the military very appealing, which I can understand.
That Slayer is of a different opinion.
Yeah?
Some ma'ams have, you know... He did not have sexual relations with that ma'am.
No comment. I want a lawyer.
You aren't entitled to that in the military. You actually, you know, it's just how she feels and how you feel that matters. But actually, it's not how you feel. It's only how she feels. Anyway, that being said, Alex, you know, did you go to prom or anything? Or was that COVID time for you? Or were you prom king or queen?
No, went to prom whenever I was in high school that with my girlfriend at the time.
Hoo-yah. Oh, were you Dear John?
No, that relationship ended becoming an electrician, and then after that, like I said, I was bored with life and joined the Navy.
Y'all had your wires crossed the wrong ways, huh?
Fuck off.
I just had to make an electrician reference. Was she just anti-electricians?
No, our personal views were very, very different.
Oh, okay.
It was one of those things where you think like, oh, you can make it work, but nah, didn't work out that way.
Yeah, and...
What is this? What is this that I'm seeing over here?
I remember this meme from the Navy Nukes subreddit that says, the perfect game for nukes doesn't exist, and then it, like, blocks off the word exists, and it's a GIF of, like, Microsoft Flight Simulator where it shows, takes the Google Maps data and turns it into planes, places you can fly around, and they fly a plane right into the Rickover.
Nice. But yep. What does this woman you have on your phone screen have to do with it? That looks like a baker from my ship.
Very attractive. I got distracted. I tried to look something up, and it says the perfect woman doesn't exist.
Woman.
I don't know
who that is, but she is
a lady.
Gorgeous. She looks like a sailor from my ship.
Sailor Moon?
Not Sailor Moon. No.
Make sure that these four women do not find out about each other.
Whoa.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
Interesting.
Speaking of r/Navy nukes, there was a picture of an Admiral Rickover body pillow in the laundry room of the Skipjack one time posted on there. Pretty funny.
For the boys.
Remember when on T-Track, when I was on T-Track, they trained the watchstanders to turn off everyone's laundry if they weren't actively watching it. Big L. Not a fan of that.
Yikes.
Honestly, it's going to sound kind of cringe. That was a big motivator for me whenever I was either looking for an apartment or buying a house.
Right.
Because fuck communal laundry. That is the most AIDS thing I think that has ever happened to me, and I will never, ever do that again.
Gang sinks. We could kiss at the gang sink.
it just... Using those ratty-ass dryers...
Half the time they're secured. Half the time they don't work.
Right. And it's just like...
You gotta put them through 3 times to dry.
Oh my gosh. That was honestly... I kind of feel bad for college students if they got... You know, I feel bad for people that got to do that.
The only thing nice about the Navy compared to college or apartment complexes where laundry is communal is you don't have to pay for it. That's the only nice thing.
Yeah, that's true.
But on the ship, people do steal your laundry, apparently. They'll steal coveralls. They'll take crows and belt buckles off of your uniform. Maybe your TLD. I mean, people are wild. People are wild on the ship. Stealing each other's boots. I mean, this guy borrowed this other guy's boots one time because someone stole his. Dude took size 14 boots, walking like he had flippers around. Shower shoes. Can I borrow your shower shoes?
Yeah.
That's disgusting stuff.
That is disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, communal condoms. No, I'm just kidding. But speaking of that,
condoms
after prototype, on the Army base, they had this bowl of condoms that they were different colors. They were like bright neon green, bright purple, blue, red. Shout out to Big Red using the Big Red condom. But yeah, or using the green one so you could say Hulk smash. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap it up here. We've hit the average episode length for my podcast, and I think we've discussed some great things. So yeah, the Slayer, your closing remarks.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you all have a good one, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, this is coming out like 2 months after New Year's, but yeah, Happy New Year.
Perfect.
Hope your New Year is going well. Hope you're still going to the gym. Hope you're still dieting. Hope you're still waking up earlier. Hope you're not smoking, not drinking, abstinence, you know, whatever you're New Year's resolution was to re-enlist. I hope you re-enlisted. I hope you signed that paperwork.
I hope you didn't.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe don't make any rash decisions.
Maybe
yeah,
I hope you did. So I hope the rest of us are off the hook.
Yeah, and that way you stay in, you become the change that we want to see. Yeah. Alex, buddy, Nuke, my friend, what? Any closing remarks? You could just yell Nuke Power if you want. That's always a good one.
Smoke grass, eat ass, reload brass.
Hoo-yah.
Hoo-yah. Yeah, I can vouch for that. Nuke Power.
Wait, Nuke, yeah. Power.
Nuke Power. Nuke Power.
Sailing through the ocean blue. Nuclear reactors, my crew. Guiding the ship. The stars is our guide. Through the waves we ride. Jokes of laughter fill the air. On this voyage we have to share. Working together, side by side, as one family we will abide. In the heart of the ship we reside. Nuclear operators with pride. Powering the vessel with every stride. Our mission, a source of great pride.